USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he may have misspoke at a news briefing after his summit with Russia's president, but he says he told Vladimir Putin that there cannot be Russian meddling in U.S. affairs, including its elections.
But I let him know we can't have this, we're not going to have it, and that's the way it's going to be.
Trump also saying in a CBS News interview that aired last night he does hold Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the 2016 election.
Because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
British police say they've identified the people who used a Soviet-designed nerve agent to try to kill a one-time Russian double agent and his daughter. They say several Russians were involved in that murder attempt. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Wildfire still raging in Oregon and California. The substation fire in northern Oregon has burned 45,000 acres, killing a person. Authorities believe the victim was using a tractor to try to build a fire line and was overtaken by flames. In California, the Ferguson fire still burning out of control near Yosemite National Park. That one's burned over 17,000 acres, and it's just 5% contained. Democrats continue to attack the president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, for many reasons, including his remarks on indicting a president while in office. The Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, says those statements by Kavanaugh have been taken out of context.
Nobody's above the law. So what he was saying was that the Congress ought to look at whether or not a president, when he's in office, ought to be in could be indicted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The boys' soccer team that had been trapped underground in Thailand is now out of the hospital and speaking to reporters. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
It's just a miracle that happened.
That's one of the so-called lucky 12 little boys who were saved along with their coach from a waterlogged cave in Thailand last week after being there stuck for over 2 weeks. Through the translator, the little boy talks about his first sight of the rescue team when they first showed up.
He asked, "How are you?" And I was frightened. And I said, "Can I help you?"
One of the rescuers saying that in fact there were over 1,100 workers involved in that rescue operation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Spain's government plans to introduce a new yes means yes sexual consent law that officials hope will make rape cases less ambiguous. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez informed Parliament his government will introduce the new consent law after a 2016 ruling in a case of alleged gang rape sparked protests. If they say no, it means no. And if they don't say yes, it still means no, Sanchez said. Five men accused of gang raping an 18-year-old during the 2016 running of the bulls were convicted for sexual assault but acquitted on rape charges. The men argued the woman didn't move during the acts, which proved she gave consent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.